Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what did the House work on this week?
Well, I traveled around the district a lot this week, but before going down to vote. On Monday, I joined with Senator Pat Toomey at the Lancaster County Government Center to discuss legislation that he introduced to help victims of crime.
Could you tell us about that legislation?
Yes. Since 1984, the federal government has maintained a fund for crime victims, paid for by the criminal fines and penalties. And the fund is distributed to states, which then compensate victims, child advocacy centers, rape crisis centers, domestic violence shelters. Beginning in 2000, this fund's disbursement was limited in order to pay for other spending by Congress. Over time, this remainder has grown, reaching $10.8 billion annually this year. Senator Toomey's legislation would stop any spending bill that would further cut this fund. And I support this legislation. I will work to advance it in Congress. It is only right that fines and penalties from those who harm others help those who are victimized.
Could you give us an update on what's happening in D.C.?
Yes. On Tuesday, Pope Francis arrived in the United States, and he was welcomed in a ceremony with the president at the White House on Wednesday. On Thursday, he spoke to a joint session of Congress. He is the first pope to ever visit the U.S. Capitol and the first ever to address Congress. Soon after, he came to Philadelphia for the World Meeting of Families. Only four popes have ever visited the United States, and Francis is the second pope to visit Philadelphia after Pope John Paul II in 1979. Also on Tuesday, the Senate failed to reach cloture on House-passed legislation, which I supported, that would ban abortions at 6 months of pregnancy. Both senators from Pennsylvania supported the legislation, and 59% of Pennsylvanians also support it. 54 senators voted to end debate on the bill, but 42 voted against it. Under Senate rules, 60 votes are required to end debate and trigger a vote on final passage. By the 6 month of gestation, unborn children have eyebrows. They can swallow. In many cases, they survive outside the womb. It is undeniable that they are human beings and that, therefore, they ought to be protected equally. And I commend and thank my colleagues of both parties who support this legislation.
Congressman, did you see the Census Bureau's new report on poverty and income in the United States?
I did. This week, the Census Bureau released a report on the state of poverty and income in the U.S., and the data is troubling. The number of homeless children has doubled since the recession of 2008 and is now 1.36 million. Despite $20 trillion of federal welfare spending since 1965, there are still 46.7 million Americans, 14.8% of the nation, living in poverty. More people than live in Pennsylvania or even California, our most populous state. Household incomes declined slightly from the previous year, from $54,462 to $53,657. Real median household income is still significantly lower, 6.5% lower than before the 2008 recession. Full-time employment increased by 1.2 million for men and 1.6 million for women, but it is clear that we need to increase labor force participation if we want an economy that is inclusive and works for everyone.
Could you give us an update on the Hillary Clinton email scandal?
Well, there have been some developments this week, and investigations continue by the House of Representatives and by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This week, the State Department publicly took issue with some of the claims that Secretary Clinton had made about her use of a private email server for her work emails while serving as Secretary of State. According to the Washington Post, the State Department did not know of this practice and contacted Secretary Clinton last summer about it. Since then, the FBI has discovered many emails from the server, which she thought were deleted. As more information comes out, I commend my colleagues in the House whose investigative work led to these discoveries of these vulnerabilities to our national security.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. Pennsylvania Secretary of State Pedro Cortez has inducted 103 people in Lancaster into the Voter Hall of Fame for voting in 50 consecutive elections. A total of 20,704 Pennsylvanians all time have reached this mark, including 202 people from Lancaster County, 111 from Chester County, and 1,484 from Berks County. This is exemplary civic engagement. They deserve credit for their commitment and effort to improve this country, with voter turnout as low as one-third. In the most recent congressional election, I believe that Congress needs to do more to help people stay informed and stay involved.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.